A Small Silence by Jumok Verissimo. Table of Contents. The Return to Shadows. Prof's Reentry, 2005. Desire's Motivation. The Legacy of Morocco. The Darkroom Dialogues. Desire and Professor. The Parallel Plot. Ireti, Gandhi Reloaded, Domestic Trauma. Remalekin and Babangida. The Breaking of the Silence. The Reckoning with Mommy and KO. Emergence. From Darkness to Light. The Meeting of the Tap. Reality versus Imagination. Key Themes and Symbols. Jumok Verissimo's A Small Silence is a lyrical and psychologically dense novel that explores the themes of trauma, memory, and the search for identity in post-dictatorship Nigeria. The narrative centers on Professor Eniolorunde Durotimi Ekani, a former university professor and human rights activist who was released from prison in 2005 after a 10-year incarceration during the military regimes of the 1990s. Upon his return to his father's flat in Jakande Estate, Abessin, Professor makes the radical decision to live in total darkness, turning off all lights and retreating into a sanctuary of shadows to escape the horror of light that defined his torture in prison. The novel's summary is broken down into thematic sections and chronological arcs that trace the convergence of Prof's life with that of Desire Babangida Jones, a young student whose own history is inextricably linked to Prof's activist past. The Return to Shadows. Prof's Reentry, 2005. The story begins with Prof's release from prison during the second term of President Obasanjo. He is collected from his cell by his mother, Mommy, and his childhood friend, Olukayade, K.O. The prison transition is jarring. The bright sunlight makes him wince, and he immediately veils his face with a shirt, a habit developed in prison to cope with strobe light torture. Professor rejects his mother's offer to live in her home, insisting on returning to the Jakande Estate flat he inherited from his father, a man who had denied his paternity for most of Prof's life. Once inside, Professor turns off all the lights. Much to the bewilderment and distress of Mommy and K.O., he declares that the light is not important, and even threatens that he could kill if the lights come on. In this darkness, Professor develops a meticulous routine, sensory navigation. He moves through the flat like a blind man, counting steps between furniture to avoid grazing objects. Recitation. He recites passages from books he memorized to keep his mind sharp. Night strolls. When the wan light of the neighborhood becomes too irritating, he takes night strolls around the estate, shrouded from head to toe like a woman in a burqa, using a rusty iron rod as a walking stick. The internal voice. He is accompanied by Dasanya, a name he gave to the voice that first comforted him in solitary confinement. Dasanya is a projection of a little girl from Morocco whom Professor had carried during a rally and who reportedly died later. Prof's isolation creates a local legend, neighborhood girls rumor that he is a madman who eats cockroaches and rats. Desire's Motivation, The Legacy of Morocco. The parallel protagonist, Desire Babangida Jones, is a student at Lagos State University, LASU. Her obsession with Professor is rooted in a childhood trauma. In 1990, she and her mother were residents of Morocco, a low-income settlement demolished by the military government. During the chaotic eviction, Professor had stood on a makeshift podium, speaking for the people. He had briefly carried the young Desire on his shoulders and pushed a book into her hand titled How to Be a Nigerian. This encounter defined Desire's life. She viewed Professor as a hero who stood up for the people because of her. The book spurred a hunger for knowledge. She spent her childhood stealing books from neighbors and employers, eventually amassing a private library of stolen, picked, and borrowed volumes. Her education was later funded by Mama T, a wealthy trader and mother of her roommate, Remalekin, after Desire agreed to impersonate Remy during her GCE examinations. The Darkroom Dialogues. Desire and Professor. Learning of Prof's release from a newspaper, Desire begins a persistent vigil at his door. She knocks for 7 consecutive nights, despite neighborhood warnings that he is not normal again. On the 7th night, Professor finally opens the door. Their relationship develops entirely within the stifling darkness of Prof's sitting room. Desire visits every night at 9 p.m., and they talk until the grandfather clock strikes midnight. These conversations, which Remalekin dismisses as a dark room fetish, cover a vast intellectual landscape. Politics. they debate the failure of Nigerian democracy, which Professor views as a system seeking the dead to bring revival by electing former military heads of state. Poetry. They recite poems together, specifically Ni Osundare's Not My Business, and discuss the works of Pablo Neruda and Mary Oliver. Personal philosophy. Professor argues that darkness is a cipher, and that one can see better in the dark because it is a place where potentials are created without external forces. Despite their intellectual intimacy, the physical tension is palpable. On several occasions, Professor sits on the arm of Desire's chair, and the accidental brushing of their skin causes both to pull away in a reflex of anxiety. The parallel plot. Ireti, Gandhi Reloaded. While visiting Professor, Desire encounters a student politician at LASU named Iredioluwa Dorodimi, also known as Gandhi Reloaded. Desire is immediately struck by the uncanny physical resemblance between Ireti and Professor, the same eyes, nose, and tangled hairline. Desire pursues Ireti, leading to a strange encounter in his room where she attempts to seduce him. Ireti, however, suffers from impotence and anxiety, unable to perform sexually. He eventually confides in Desire his true secret. He is the result of a one-night stand between his mother and Professor many years prior. Ireti's mother had never told Professor about the pregnancy because he had always insisted he never wanted a baby. Ireti carries the burden of being a born by mistake, and spent his life obsessed with his father's reputation, keeping newspaper cuttings of Professor in his room. Domestic trauma. Remilekin and Babangida. The novel provides a stark contrast to Prof's intellectual isolation through the gritty reality of Desire and Remilekin's lives in Abessin. Remilekin's crisis. Remilekin is in a volatile relationship with Mr. America, a man who shuttles between Ghana and Kenya and once joked he would sell his own child for blood rituals. When Remilekin becomes pregnant, she undergoes a traumatic, illegal abortion at the saffron-colored Teo Clinicin Mushin, with Desire holding her hand through the procedure. Desire's family secret. In a moment of deep vulnerability, Desire tells Remilekin a story about how her mother, a prostitute named Fire, killed her father, a policeman named Babangida. She describes a night of drunken violence where her mother, after years of being beaten, supposedly smothered or killed him in his sleep. However, the narrative later suggests this may be an imaginative question Desire uses to empower her mother's narrative of resistance. The breaking of the silence. The small silence between Professor and Desire begins to fracture as Desire realizes the madness of their arrangement must stop. During a visit, she insists that Professor put the lights on, wanting to see his face after months of talking to a shadow. Professor refuses, retreating further into his philosophy of the dark. The climax of their meetings occurs when Desire reveals the existence of Ireti. She tells Professor, "I met your son, Professor. His name is Ireti and he wants to meet you." This revelation shatters Prof's fragile peace, and Desire rushes out of the room, leaving him in a state of internal collapse. The reckoning with Mommy and K.O. Following Desire's departure, Prof's mental state deteriorates. He calls K.O., leading to a violent confrontation in the dark. K.O., who spent the 10 years of Prof's imprisonment struggling to keep Mommy alive and unable to find work due to his association with a subversive, explodes in rage. He accuses Professor of being holier than thou, and tells him to die alone. Professor also confronts his mother, Mommy, about his own father. Mommy reveals a devastating family secret. Prof's father had accused her of infidelity after she agreed to meet his boss to help him get a promotion. In a fit of rage and self-defense, Mommy had struck his father on his penis with a ladle, rendering him infertile. Consequently, Professor was his father's only biological child, and the other children in the father's later marriage were bastards, a fact the father hid to maintain his social standing. This revelation forces Professor to realize his fight for the oppressed was an extension of his own internal battle with being labeled a bastard. Emergence, from darkness to light. In the final chapters, Professor is besieged by the voices of Desire, Mommy, and K.O. in his head, all collectively shouting, "Light! Light! Light!" He experiences a terrifying psychological battle at the light switch, recalling the strobe light routine from prison. With a sudden resolve, he pushes the button, and an amber brightness settles upon the room. The lit room reveals his reality. Bookshelves of hardback volumes, a Persian rug, and the grandfather clock. He is struck by the emptiness of the space now that he can see it. Determined to find desire, he rushes out of the house in the light of day, unmasked and unburdened by his burqa-style bedsheet. He wanders the estate, encountering the rush that seemed injected into the lives of the people. The meeting at the tap, reality versus imagination. The novel concludes with a daytime encounter at a public water tap. In the estate, Professor, now a man with scars all over his face, a thick sponge of white hair, and a limp, spots desire. In the daylight, Professor savors what the darkness had hidden, her classic guitar-shaped body and her white t-shirt. Desire, however, is confronted by a man who looks like a vagabond and a colo madman. She sees in his eyes shame and confusion. Although she hears him mutter her name, she hurries away from him, unable to reconcile the world-renowned professor of her imagination with the broken man standing in the sun. The book ends on a note of ambiguous reconciliation. Professor, watching desire depart, acknowledges that only imagination can destroy its own creation. He considers going home to lift the curtains of his house so that the lame lights of the moon could walk in, finally ready to stop hiding from the world. Key themes and symbols: darkness as a candle. Following the Rumi epigraph, darkness is not merely an absence of light but a protective space for the traumatized soul to master the dark and understand existence without external force. Epigraph 1251, the persistence of memory. Characters like Desire and Ireti use memory and imagination to construct realities that allow them to survive. Institutional trauma. The novel details the visceral, long-term effects of state-sponsored torture, where light is transformed into a weapon of war. Silence is narrative. Silence is described as a place where we go to listen to those stories that cannot be told. It serves as both a barrier and a means of communication between professor and the world. Gendered strength. The novel posits that womanhood is a process, and that women like Mommy and Desire are the source of strength that men wrap themselves around to hide their own timidity. A Small Silence stands as a gut-punching exploration of the human psyche, reminding readers that the boundaries we set for ourselves often become the very quests we must undertake to find freedom. This summary is for educational purposes only.